So thank you for coming to our Sunday feast.
That's it.
Today is Govardhan Puja, and I'm just going to speak for a few minutes and give the story that Srila Prabhupada has given us of Govardhan Puja. One devotee came up to me just 5 minutes ago and said, "Where would we be without Srila Prabhupada? There'd be no Govardhan Puja. There'd be no Hari Hari Bol. There'd be none of this. We would be," I told him, my son had told me this morning that he was grateful that he lived with me his entire life. Don't tell his mother this, but he said, "If I was living with my mother, I would have probably been in jail by now." Don't repeat that, please. This isn't going on the internet, is it? No. So, Govardhan Puja is a very wonderful festival. We're very fortunate. Srila Prabhupada tells the story in the pages of his Krishna book, which you can purchase today at the front table. Such beautiful stories that are histories of Lord Krishna. All of the residents of Vrindavan were engaged in worshiping Lord Indra. Because they were Vaisyas, they were cowherd men, basically, and they had to take care of the cows, they had to worship, in their minds, Lord Indra, who was supplying the rains. So, Krishna saw this, he was very young, and he told the cowherd men, "Why are you wasting your time worshiping Indra?" He explained the Karma Mimamsa philosophy, that you'll get rain, you just work hard, rain will come. Don't worry about anything. So him and Father Nanda had some discussions. And finally, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, convinced everyone not to worship Lord Indra, but they should be grateful living in Vrindavan to the Govardhan Hill. Govardhan Hill, Krishna says, is none different from me. That's why you may see many devotees, they take the stones from Govardhan Hill, the Shalagram Shilas, and they worship, because that Govardhan is none different from Lord Krishna himself. So Krishna convinced them, don't have the Indra Puja, the Indra Yajna, forget about the demigods, just worship the Brahmins and worship Govardhan Hill. So the cowherd men asked him, what do we have to do to worship Govardhan Hill? What's the idea? And it was specifically given. We don't concoct. It's given. And I remember when my children were very young, the Gurukul kids would, every Govardhan Puja, sing the song, Halava Puri Sabji Rai. I don't remember exactly. I asked my son, how does that song go again? He's 25 now. He was in the Gurukul from 5 to 10. And he said, how am I supposed to? I said, Govardhan Puja, Govardhan Puja. Anyway, in the Krishna book it stated that the Brahmins cook halava, sabji, milk sweets. For you vegan people, you can not take the milk sweets, but we cook milk sweets. That's in Krishna book, I'm sorry. From the natural cows, not from the store-bought milk. And so many wonderful cakes and cookies and you'll experience. And Krishna said, after they do that, they offer the foodstuff to Govardhan Hill, and then the foodstuff can be distributed. And basically, even in those days, 5,000 years ago, they would throw the prasadam. And even it fell on the ground, people would pick it up, and it was still considered sacred, holy prasadam. So I don't know if we are having the prasadam throw. They do that here? Nope. Outside we'll throw it at you. You just line up against the wall, and a few of us will get some prasadam. Some sabji and halva and rice. And also chanting of Vedic prayers, like we're chanting Jai Radha Madhava, Govinda Jai Jai, Gopala Jai Jai. The Brahmins were chanting the Vedic mantras. And Krishna said in this way, he'll be very satisfied. Worship Govardhan Hill in this way. And the residents actually started to do that and engaged in the Govardhan Puja. Of course, Indra, being a little bit puffed up, got angry that who is this Krishna? He thinks he can tell them not to have the Indra Yajna and to do Govardhan Yajna, Govardhan Puja. So he said that I will show him who are the demigods. And he called on the heavy rain cloud. I think it's called Anakut. Samvartaka, I'm sorry. Anakut is the other ceremony. Okay, Samvartaka, yeah. He called on the Samvartaka cloud. And incessant rains and cold winds started to blow like anything over Vrindavan. Because Indra wanted to get even that you can't ignore me. Indra was a little bit puffed up. As sometimes, even though they're demigods, sometimes they get a little bit puffed up. Therefore, Krishna says, you worship me, Supreme Personality of Godhead, automatically. You're worshiping all the demigods. You don't have to do this separately. But Indra made incessant rains come. So Krishna wanted to protect the residents of Vrindavan. He lifted the Govardhan Hill, which is massive. How big is Govardhan Hill? 6 square miles? I don't know. It's like huge. Because they circumambulate Govardhan Hill. I think it takes a couple of days. You don't just walk around the hill like some hill in a park here. It's a mess. It's Mount Govardhan. Krishna lifted with his pinky, his left pinky, the Govardhan Hill. And Srila Prabhupada says, I think it's in Nectar Devotion, that Krishna didn't have to practice lifting weights in order to lift Govardhan Hill. For us, if I have to lift something very heavy, I have to go for 3 weeks and practice 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds. Okay, I'm ready for 50. You have to practice lifting. Krishna didn't practice lifting. He lifted Govardhan Hill. Like an umbrella, it guarded everyone from the torrential rains and the cold winds. And it's described in Krishna book that Krishna lifted the Govardhan Hill, the massive Govardhan Hill, like a child would lift a mushroom, a little mushroom. This is our Lord Krishna. And so for 1 week, for 7 days, as Lord Indra poured down the rain with his Samvartaka cloud, Krishna protected the residents of Vrindavan, the cowherd boys, the cowherd girls, all the fathers, all the mothers, the cows, all the animals, and gave shelter to everyone. This is our Lord Krishna. So much so that Indra realized that I think I've made a mistake here. And he called back this Samvartaka cloud. And after 7 days, Krishna put down the mountain, and the residents were all safe, were all protected. So this is Krishna. This is our philosophy of Krishna consciousness. God is not some old man with a beard in heaven who is just waiting for you to do something wrong and punishes you. I was brought up in that philosophy. And I was scared of God like anything. If a ball would go in the neighbor's lawn, the kids would say, "Go get the ball, Sura." And I was like, "I'm not getting it." They said, "No, Mr. Jones doesn't care." And I would say, "Mr. Jones may not care, but what do you think God's going to say if I step on Mr. Jones's lawn and break into his backyard? You go get the ball." So this Judeo-Christian idea of God is nice because they believe in God. We don't criticize if you believe in God. You're saintly. But our understanding is Krishna is the blooming youth, 16 years old. He lifted Govardhan Hill. He gives shelter to everyone. If you have trouble in your life, some material difficulty even, we take shelter of Lord Krishna. And he saves us from whatever trouble. Just like he lifted the Govardhan Hill to protect the residents of Vrindavan from the torrential rains of Lord Indra. So similarly, in our personal life, we take shelter of Lord Krishna, like the residents of Vrindavan. And Krishna will save us from torrential rains, Samvartaka clouds. Can you imagine the Samvartaka cloud and the difficulties that came with our difficulties are minuscule compared to this torrential riot that Indra threw. We have tiny difficulties. Oh, my car has a bad tire. The light came on the Honda, that one tire keeps going out of air. And I'm thinking, I have a problem. All you have to do is go to the gas station and put in the air. What to speak? Take shelter of Lord Krishna. So in every circumstance, our philosophy is that Krishna is there. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the original soul, Govindam, Adi Purusham, Tamaham Bhajami. And our business is not only to worship him, but to constantly take shelter of him. That we have no other shelter in this world but Lord Krishna and his representative, the divine spiritual master, our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. These will save us so much difficulty in this material world. We can do things ourselves to try to save ourselves. But actually, real spiritual life means we depend on Lord Krishna. We know no one but Krishna as our Lord, and we only are getting the mercy from Lord Krishna. Just like the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they took fully shelter of Lord Krishna. They were saved from the torrential rains. So we can be saved from the torrential rains of our life. Birth, death, old age, and disease. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi. Dukkha, doshanu, darshanam. From the concomitant miseries of this material world. By taking seriously shelter of Lord Krishna, by surrendering to his lotus feet, by chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. In every instance, Krishna is there. He's in our hearts. He's dancing on our tongue when we chant. He's on the altar. He's everywhere. So if we take shelter and we see Krishna constantly and everywhere, then where is the difficulty in this world? They may give us some trouble, this doctor or that lawyer or this any situation, the insurance company. But if we're taking shelter, actually taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as a resident in Vrindavan took shelter of Lord Krishna, then we will be safe and we will be very happy. Where's the unhappiness? Prabhupada said, our program is simply recreation. People criticize us sometimes. What do you do? They ask me, what do you do for a living? Oh, well, I do some work for a non-profit organization. Which group you? I tell them, Hare Krishna. And they say, well, what do? You chant? That's all you do is you chant? I said, well, actually, I'm an accountant, but pretty much that's what I do, chant. Temple Bhajan band, we go and chant. So, taking shelter of Lord Krishna means chant constantly. Think of Krishna constantly. Know no one but Krishna as my friend and savior constantly. And where is it? It's simply recreation. Chant and dance. And you get a little tired because the body is material. Eat prasadam. And after you eat, you're pretty full, so you got to chant and dance again. Prabhupada said that. I'm not saying. It's simply recreation. Today we'll eat Govardhan Hill. I'm looking. I'm hungry for prasadam. So, please take to this process. I know most of you are Vaishnavs already, chanting, dancing, and eating prasadam. Take this process very seriously. We're so fortunate that Srila Prabhupada came to give us Govardhan Puja, to give us Mahaprasadam, to give us chanting and dancing Hare Krishna. Let us take advantage and give others also that opportunity for blissful spiritual life. So that's all we have time for this evening, because it's the Govardhan Puja. One of the things that Krishna said is to chant Vedic hymns. So our dear friend Govinda Datta Prabhu will be chanting the hymns. I think the one hymn he'll chant, you all know, it's not a special surprise hymn. It's Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. O my Lord, O energy of the Lord, please engage me in your service. Sri Radha Giridhari Ki, Lord Premananda Haribo.
Hare Krishna.